Thursday, the 5th of December. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. We're slowly working our way through the beginnings of Chapter 1 of Luke's Gospel. And the next big story in the narrative that we're going to hit is, of course, the Annunciation. And I know all of you know the story well. Do you remember what happens at the Annunciation? That's right. The angel Gabriel comes to ask Mary, will she help God? And what does Mary say? She says, yes. Let's listen to the story as it's written in the Gospel. And then let's just take a moment to imagine ourselves into it. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin who was betrothed. That means she was engaged. It's an old-fashioned word for engaged. To a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. The angel Gabriel went in and he said to her, rejoice, so highly favored, the Lord is with you. And what happens to Mary is almost the same as what happened to Zechariah. Do you remember when we read about Zechariah on Monday? We heard that the sight of the angel disturbed Zechariah and he was overcome with fear. Now listen to what happens to Mary. She was deeply disturbed by these words and asked herself, what could the greeting mean? And so the angel has to kind of back up. You would think by now that Gabriel has learned maybe to start differently, but he hasn't. The angel backs up and he says, Mary, do not be afraid. So we're hearing again that message, do not be afraid. You have won God's favor. So we can see there's some similarities in these two stories. Both Mary and Zechariah are visited by Gabriel. Both of them are initially disturbed. Both times Gabriel doesn't start out by saying, do not be afraid, but it's the next thing he sees when he sees that they get disturbed. Listen, says the angel, you are to conceive and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus. And so this again is a bit of a repetition. In both cases, we're hearing about a baby that's going to be born, and that baby's name has already been chosen. John, and now Jesus. But then listen to what the angel says. He, Jesus, will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever and his reign will have no end. Okay, so this is really big news. This is the Messiah Jewish people have been waiting for, the descendant of Abraham, but he's even more than what they thought the Messiah was, because he will be called the Son of the Most High. Mary still is battling a little with what she's hearing. She says, but how can this happen since I'm not yet married? And the angel replies, the Holy Spirit will come on you and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. And so the child will be holy and will be called the Son of God. Know this too. Your kinswoman Elizabeth has, in her old age, herself conceived a son. And she whom people called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible to God. And this is the moment at which the story is a bit different to the one with Zechariah. Because Zechariah kind of at that point wants to know, but how can this be? I don't really trust you. But what does Mary say? Mary says, I am the handmaid of the Lord. That's a fancy way of saying, I am God's servant. Let what you have said be done to me. So she says in a very fancy way, yes, whatever God wants, I will do it. And the angel left her. I want you to close your eyes for a moment. I want you just to imagine that moment where Jesus says, where Mary says, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let what you have said be done unto me. Can you imagine saying that to God? I am your servant, Lord. Whatever you want to do with me is okay with me. That's basically what she's saying. Do with me what you will. It's a moment of great trust. Mary puts herself wholly in God's hands and trusts that God will do whatever God wants, that she is willing to do whatever God wants with her and her life. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Dear Mother Mary, pray that we may learn to say yes to God with the deep trust that you have, that we may also say to God, let whatever you want happen in my life happen, Lord. We ask this, trusting in your prayers and in the goodness of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.